Hello, Malcolm here. Thanks for joining me on my weekly podcast of the news of what's been going on in my life and what's been going up on my website. Podcasts, YouTube, videos, and all kinds of stuff. So it's a shorter one this week because I've just got back from holiday. My wife and I, Penny, we had a fantastic time away in the northeast of England this last week. We went to visit her aunt and uncle in York. What a fantastic city that is. We had a couple of days there, and then we went to another place for a few days just on our own. In fact, near the quaint town of Filey, northeast coast of England. Now, since I've been away, there's rather a lot to catch up on, so forgive the shorter newsletter, the shorter podcast this week. But what I will say is that while I was away, I had the blessing of praying in, you could say, two different kinds of cathedral. The first was a side chapel in York Minster, in the city of York. And whatever you think of the traditional modes of Christendom and buildings like cathedrals, but there was something very special about going up to the side chapel, which was put on one side especially for prayer. And I read through a psalm, prayed through a psalm while I was in there. I was all on my own most of the time I was in there, in a building where Christian prayers have been said, and people have been praying there for, well, who knows exactly how long, well over 1,000 years. And there have been buildings on that site for, if not exactly like that cathedral, but buildings of churches of some kind for, well, 1,500 years perhaps. An incredible thought, and I enjoyed praying there in that quiet place. At my other cathedral was a beach, the beach near Filey. There's a photograph of it on the newsletter. And praying there, walking on the beach, listening to the gulls, seeing a grey seal basking on a rock, enjoying that special crashing sound that waves make, and the brilliance of the low autumn sun, you know, when the sun's a bit lower and it has a different texture, different tone, different ambiance to it, that low sun shining right in your eyes. I mean, it was a truly spiritual experience, and I enjoyed praying in both of those places. It was refreshing, and I do hope that you manage to get times, or make the time. We need to make the time sometimes to get times for recreation and refreshment, both for your body and for your spirit. So whatever you need to do, I hope you can do that. And perhaps a retreat would be one of the ways to do that. I'm going to plug my retreat now. Let me do it now, actually. I'm so excited. When I got back, I had several emails from people who said they wanted to register for the retreat. So we've gone from 11 spaces remaining down to, what are we down to now? 7, I think. 7 spaces remain. So 10 have gone, 7 remain. And so if you want to come to the retreat next March, then do check out my website and the dedicated page there. You'll see all the details, and email me if you'd be interested to come, and then I'll send you payment details, and then we can sort it all out. But I'm so pleased that people feel the desire to come away together and have that group spiritual retreat time. Again, just to emphasize, it's a retreat. It's not a conference. It's not a seminar. It's not a workshop. We will spend some time together praying and worshiping together, but most of the time in between meals and so on will be for you to wait for the Lord, Psalm 130. That's the idea. So please be praying for that and for everybody who comes that will get from it what God hopes we will. And keep praying for me as I prepare my teaching series on the Sermon on the Mount in January and February for the Thames Valley Church, as well as the teaching day, which I'm thinking. Now, tell me what you think about this. I am thinking of not doing the whole of the Sermon on the Mount for the teaching day because I've got basically 3 45-minute sessions, and I just don't think I'm going to do it justice. So what I'm thinking of doing instead is just doing it on the Beatitudes. So perhaps the first session is an introduction to the Beatitudes and their context of the Sermon on the Mount and the context of that within the Gospel of Matthew. Then the second session is the first 4 Beatitudes, and the third session is the second set of 4 Beatitudes and a conclusion and a wrap-up. So I'm thinking about narrowing the focus down to the Beatitudes. I'm certainly plenty of material to fill the time. Anyway, let me know what you think about that. What's on the website this week? All the usual things, because I recorded them and put them up before I left. So we have Quiet Time Coaching, episode 112. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. For Tuesday Teaching Tips, there's the third of the 3-part series, class series I taught for Thames Valley. They spoke so effectively this week on how to speak practicals, on how to deliver what you've now studied and prepared. Sunday Sample, episode 107. Sing because you love. Some interesting reflections from the book called Sing for the Sunday Sample, episode 107. In Watford, Stefan preached this last Sunday. His sermon is up online. I'm preaching this coming Sunday. It's Remembrance Sunday, so that will be our theme, Remembrance. And in Thames Valley, well, things continue to progress with my new role there and developing that. So thank you for your prayers for that. And I think that'll do it this week. It's a bit busy, a little shorter. I do hope and pray that you're in a good place to be able to pray, whether it's on a beach, in a stone-built cathedral, or a cathedral of your own making, perhaps a tree cathedral out there in the woods, or perhaps in your own small inner sanctuary in your house where you've got that private place to pray. Whatever it is, I pray that you find the refreshment that you need. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks for your support and encouragement. Take care, and God bless.